start on time.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to invite you to enjoy our regular meeting of the Board of Directors. May we have a call to order?
Yes, Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Present.
Director Torreson.
Present.
Director Hoagland.
Present.
Director Dawson.
Present. Okay, would Mr. Paul Bergerino grace us with Pledge of Allegiance? You have to work when you come here, Paul.
Yes. Ready? Begin. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Paul. That was very well done. All right, next on our agenda, we have the approval of the agenda as it's presented.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. May we have a voice vote?
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torreson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Dawson?
Ooh, aye.
Couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Okay. The consent calendar, as it's presented, is composed of routine items of business and will be out and adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. And you have those presented, A to E. And do I have a motion to accept those?
Can I ask the secretary a question? Do I need to remove the minutes or did you already make those correct?
No, I can just make that.
Second.
I can make that correction. That was a very minor one. I forgot to
put
her
on
that she was present.
I need to or not?
You can approve the minutes, right?
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we could go ahead and approve the minutes as they're presented.
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the consent calendar.
Consent calendar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. May we have a roll call here?
Director Torreson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay, we don't have a presentation or introduction. Could we hear from the general manager on the update of our wonderful district?
Yes, thank you. As you may know, we've had a pretty good rainy season already, and it with that, it brings a lot of relief to the state, the district,
and it
does bring its problems with us too. So we have some issues related to the rain. One is in the corners you can see there, which has been a problem for quite some time, and we do have a leak in the foyer leading into the restrooms and some other areas around the community center. Most of the drainage and stuff in our parks has been cleared. We've got our employees staying on top of that pretty good. So normally that has been an issue, but we've kind of alleviated that this year. So we're going to have to formulate some plans to address these issues so they don't keep reoccurring. It's going to be costly, but it's something that needs to be done. So I'll be bringing that to the board and giving an update and talking about some of the expenditures that may need to remedy the situation. I would like to thank the board for the 70th anniversary dinner. It was outstanding. It was a lot of fun and very well received. Really, the idea is to recognize 70 years of service, but also to have introduced this community to an event that we can hopefully morph into a fundraiser for the newly formed foundation. So I think we did an outstanding job at presenting this to our community, and hopefully we can continue with this as an annual event as we move forward. They've started a director's meeting for District 3, which is a really good thing. We had this similar meeting on the peninsula when I worked down there, and it's simply the directors from all the agencies get together on a regular basis to talk about issues that we're all facing and we have in common, sharing resources and the ability to network. So it's really good. I'm glad to see that that has been developed and has been, we've had two meetings and they've both been very well attended. Obviously the pool is a pool right now with the rain. They haven't been able to do much. They're waiting for the rain to stop before they move on to the next phase of what they're trying to do. It's still infrastructure work there. We anticipated there would be some rainy days. We just, you know, they guess how much they can. But the contract has an end date that is coming up. It'll be extended with the rain date. So we've got a long time because we've got to the end of May to get everything buttoned up. So I think we should be okay with that. And the CDBG project, just to remind you that we were awarded funds to paint the auditorium and put some new acoustic tile up, and we're kind of working with the county. We're kind of buttoning up, believe it or not, buttoning up the financial requirements of the restrooms, and then we're going to go to the next project, which will be the CDBG-funded auditorium facelift. We carved out some time in February for that. I don't know if we're going to make that deadline. I'm working with the county now to see how long we have to actually do this, because our auditorium is so popular, especially on weekend rentals, and the district relies on that revenue, that if we miss this window of time, we may have to wait for considerable time before we get back to it. So we're working with them to find out how long we actually have to expend those funds that were awarded by the county. Other than that, that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. We don't have a legal counsel report this time, but we are open for public communications. The public may make comments at this time on matters not on our agenda, but within our jurisdiction. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and a request to speak form should be submitted to the staff. No action will be taken by our board. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and can be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. We have one speaker from Mr. Paul Bergerino. Nice to see you, Paul.
Nice to see you guys. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Good evening. I'm Paul Bergerino from the Contra Costa Clerk of Court Elections Office. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit tonight about a new project that we are launching. We've launched here over the last few months in Bay Point in the Keller Canyon area. We're calling it our Neighborhood Engagement Team. And part of this is a targeted effort to inform the community about the value of being informed, participating citizens, and voting. The first thing we've done so far, and thank you to your staff for helping us with this, is we've been here a day a week during the election time to be able to register people to vote, to provide drop-off services for ballots and answer any questions. We were able to do that in October, and wanted to report that we had about almost 36 people who we were able to register to vote just being here in a short time, and also we had about 30 people who utilized our drop-off ballot box at the site. A couple things that we plan on launching over the next year or so, or we hope to do, is, you know, reaching out to schools, being more present at events such as like farmers markets, unity and community, and working with some of the partners throughout the Bay Point community, including the people who work at like Spark Point and CC Cafe and Golden State Water and whoever will be able to help. So I'll be back here periodically to tell you what we're up to, and if you guys, please feel free to contact me if you have any other ways of any possibilities or things you could think of to reach out and to try to target members of the community, because one of our goals is to increase voter participation and also people who participate in meetings.
Right.
So
you're on the
so, yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying in general, we feel as part of our overall county elections outreach program, we want to make voting as convenient as possible. We want to get people excited about being participating in our communities, and that's our overarching goal. So part of our other, I don't think I got 3 minutes yet. So some of the other things we would hope to do is like perhaps even like a dial-a-ride type service for people who needed to vote or to get to the information, or when we're looking to our offices if they need clerk recorder services as well too, because we handle the vital birth certificates, death certificates, marriage certificates, and a lot of people don't realize the functions that our office does. So hopefully, I think we've already seen in the first few months where we've been able to at least answer some questions. It's not always, people are wondering why we have a table here, and they, and then we explain it to them, and then they do have some questions about the process and everything. So hopefully, bit by bit, we'll be able to, get a lot more people in Bay Point and in the western part of Pittsburgh participating in democracy and our communities.
I have a suggestion, can I? Excuse me.
It's okay.
I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Because I had the privilege of taking our Boy Scout troop to the elections department for a tour.
Ooh.
And if you've never been on one, you have no idea how this is done. I mean, it is amazing to go and watch this thing and have them tell you, you stand between these two pieces of glass, if you're a candidate or a supporter, you can go here and here, but, it's stuff you have no clue of that goes on at the elections department. And I can tell you that Boy Scouts, who I thought were not going to ask questions, I thought it was just going to be the adults that were with them, the Boy Scouts asked the questions, and they were all so excited that we need to figure out how to get schools doing that so that they understand, like government classes.
Sure.
Because I don't think people understand what happens to the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think they get that you've put it in the mail, so I've got it at home. Now I've sent it back, and what are all the steps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's 1,000 different steps that people don't know. And so, you figure that it's, 5 minutes after 8 on election night, and my God, why the hell don't they have, the whole damn county done? Well, when you go in and they've got ballots weeks in advance that are already piled up,
It's interesting you mention that too, because especially now how things are, people want, it's like, the social media 24/7 news cycle thing, people want information now. And that's one of the things that in this last election, we tried to make our reports on things that were going on as often as we could, especially on election night. We were updating every half hour or so, just so people, but it's, I think you make a good point about the totality of it, all the different steps, and because a lot of it at the end is like, it's very labor, or very labor intensive, very, a lot of hands to make it happen, and scrutinize everything.
Madam Chair, I just would like to remind the board that this is being done under public comment,
yes.
So any dialogue, our back and forth has to wait, and we can actually have
Paul
back under the agenda.
That's fine.
I know. Sorry, I just got excited.
So,
I know. Okay.
I'd be happy to come back at a later meeting and do a presentation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Love to have you.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any other comments from the board?
We'll do it later.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have a couple.
Just write that down.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Okay.
Sorry, Mr. General Manager.
So involved and engaged with when you had this. Okay, so moving right along to board matters.
You have a public comment.
Oh, yes, I have a public comment
from Marcia, who couldn't be here.
From a local resident. And I'm going to defer this to the staff.
It'll be on file.
It'll be on file, yes. Okay, duly noted. All right, individuals wishing to speak on board matters, and we have 3 of them tonight, on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form and address the board and limit your comments to the specific item. Our first item to consider is to consider selecting 2 board members to serve on the budget committee. General Manager, do you have any comments on that?
No, this is just a standing committee that annually we
yes.
appoint 2 board members.
Do I have any ideas or thoughts from any of your currently, if you'd like to be considered to be on the
through the chair?
Yes.
I know that Evan and I have been on it in the past, and I would serve again, but I think it might be nice to have 2 different people to I'm not taking anything away, we still
right.
could, but it just might be nice to just have 2 different people. to the crown, another set of eyes.
Okay. Is there anyone who has not served that would like to
consider? Can I make a suggestion, and that is that you don't want both of you to step off because one of you being on it helps to do the continuity.
Right.
So that the next people know what the last people saw because mm-hmm. there's someone still there to... Yeah.
It's too easy to have to do that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Mary Jane makes it so easy. She really does.
I like to
do you agree?
Okay.
Thank you.
I have to be on it too because I thought
yeah.
we did good.
Yeah, we did do good.
Okay, so are
I just always like the idea of new blood. That's why I thought.
Okay, so...
do you want me to nominate you, Miss Eva Garcia?
And then I'll nominate you.
No, I think someone else should do it.
I nominate Eva Garcia and Trina Hudson to be members of the Budget Committee.
I decline.
Oh,
okay, so
decline.
It's going to be...
The motion's for Eva.
And
okay.
Steve, maybe.
Okay.
Would that work?
I nominate Steve Hoagland for Budget Committee.
And Eva Garcia.
And Eva Garcia. I second, as long as that's a happy face on Steve's face.
God's looking at hers.
As long as what I'm seeing is happy. We had fun. That's why I know Eva, right,
okay.
Eva?
It was fun.
We did.
So,
she
yeah.
was fun.
Steve's fun, too.
Somebody
yes.
seconded?
Yes.
Second, I did.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Sorry, that wasn't clear.
So we had a couple... We have...
Would you give us a...
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mary
Jane.
Director Garcia?
I'm sorry?
You have to say...
Say
yes.
Yes,
yes or no.
Yes.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye. Okay. Moving right along to Board Matters 9B. To consider appointing two board members and authorizing the general manager to appoint two staff members to serve on the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Foundation Board of Directors. It's actually happening. Right. Our recommendation is that the Board of Directors appoint two board members and authorize the general manager to appoint two staff members to serve on the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Foundation Board of Directors. General Manager, do you have any comments?
No, I think this is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Through the chair?
Yes.
How long are the appointments for?
1 year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, do I have any nominations for two board members to be on our Ambrose Rec and Park District Foundation Board of Directors?
I believe you mentioned, I'm sorry, to the chair.
No,
I believe you mentioned that the chair has to be one of the board members.
Doesn't have to be, but the chair was the one that was actually the founding member that applied. Her name is on the application for
okay.
the formulation, so
okay.
it would make
right.
it easier.
Okay, all right.
So you'll be one?
Yes.
Okay.
But I need a sidekick.
Okay.
Is there anybody sidekicky?
I guess.
I was pretty interested, but I'm going through something right now. I think that probably be better next year.
Okay.
How often are you meeting?
That's why I asked you how long the term was for, because I thought. Just
and the meetings are every quarter.
That's
correct.
They're
the
a minimum quarterly. They could go
yeah.
more.
Yeah. And it. Has to be in the evening. It could it be in the evening?
It's it could be in the evening.
It's
that's
a
correct.
Foundation board. It can be anytime you guys call it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you willing to serve on it?
I'd be happy to serve if it's in the evening.
So can I?
Yeah.
So can I make
I don't
a motion that the two members be Director Torlakson and Chair Dawson.
Yes, and continue with the motion with the authorizing the general
and
manager.
And authorizing the general manager to appoint two staff members to serve on it as well.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Can we have a roll call?
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. All right. Very good. This is exciting. Now... 9C, to consider amending the Board of Directors Policy Manual, Part 6, Board Meeting Conduct Rule 6 for willful disruption, and it's recommended that the Board of Directors amend the Board of Directors Policy Manual Part 6 Board Meeting Conduct Rule 6-4 Willful Disruption to read. General Manager, could you provide us with some guidance on this?
Yes. On occasion, the board chair needs to ensure that the political process is free of any willful disruptions and be able to take any action that may be necessary to allow the process to go through smoothly. I was reviewing our policy manual relevant to willful disruption, and I did notice that our policy manual only indicated that the group or groups or individuals would be subject to our policy manual, the rules and regulations pertaining to willful disruption. And I thought it was, kind of lacking in that area, so it needed further clarification. And I discussed it with our legal counsel, who drafted this policy that incorporated some of the old policy and made it more relevant to what we may need to do at the meeting to ensure that we do have smooth meetings. And that's the language that is being recommended tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any comments from the board?
Through the I meant to call you on this, General Manager. I see the recommendation. I totally understand it. If we agree tonight as a board, is this the final language? Because there's some things that I think should be changed, like the Contra Costa Deputy Sheriff. I think it should be Contra Costa County. I mean, they're little itsy bitsy things, but if this was really going to be the permanent one, there was just a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. You can do that now.
Okay. That was the when you go down, anytime it says Contra Costa, anything, it should say Contra Costa County.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was actually the only one I noticed. Yeah, that was the only one I noticed.
Yeah, through the chair, I actually called the general manager about this and asked whether it was patterned from a certain district or whatever, and he gave me some answers. We should share with us where this was taken from, a template.
Yes. Our legal counsel, Kirk Kidder, also does legal work for the City of Los Angeles, and he pulled this from the City of Los Angeles, who recently revised their language, so he was pretty familiar with what was going on. So that's where the basis of this change has come from.
Okay,
great.
So we're comfortable about the language.
We're hanging with the big boys. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
I move. We amend the Board of Directors Policy Manual Part 6 Board Meeting Conduct Rule 6-4 Willful Disruption to what is presented here.
We have a second?
A second.
Okay. So, Secretary, maybe we have a...
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Well, that was easy. All right. So, we come to the part of the agenda where we don't have public hearing or closed session, so we're going to hear committee reports, board comments on items for next month's agenda.
Okay, I'll start. I was hoping maybe not necessarily this month, but I said next month or the next month after, so we could start working on our strategic goals. We can see where we're at and what we have to do, and also I know we have a list of things that we have to repair and stuff like that. We went through that.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to know. So the board of the new foundation will have some ideas on what to work on, because that will be the guidance that the board will
Generally, we do this in preparation for the fiscal year budget, so it would be most appropriate that we probably do this. Mary Jane, would you say March that we would do a strategic plan to inform the budget? Because we'll do a preliminary budget,
We usually do the revised budget in February.
But the preliminary budget for the next...
For June.
For the next fiscal year.
Because May is usually when we...
Right, so probably March would be the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Okay. Anyone else?
Through the chair?
Sure.
A couple of things. One, the 70th anniversary gala was so top-notch. It was so classy. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to come in and just every detail, down to the table settings, and the teen center kids were just so awesome. And the video that they did, it was touching, it was funny, you got a tear in your eye on things, and it was just first class all the way. And it was really, really, it was really neat. I was just very proud of us that night. And I think it set a really great standard. And I just want to commend everybody involved. I've already talked to Jackie, who was, such a young woman being in charge of, the committee that did that. I'm really impressed, and I think they did a great job. And then I also wanted to mention that for about a little over a decade now, four community members and I have been in charge of picking up dog waste at Lynbrook. We all pick a day. And it's been great, And I remember way back when, Steve, I came to a board meeting and I said, we really could use some dog waste stations. We want to encourage it. Right. So it's worked out really good. And when we got when the dog waste stations were put in, the first thing we did was, or I should say the district did, was put in the dog waste, a packet of, and we can't handle that as a community because it's these free plastic bags, and they just removed all like 500 of them.
Oh my gosh.
So I remember coming to a meeting and saying, unfortunately, I know my community and we can't handle that. We need to just have like plastic bags from Safeway stuffed in. So immediately that's what started happening. Well, then the ban went in. This just happened. And I ran out of all my plastic bags and everyone in my street. And I'm going to work and saying, plastic bags, people.
What came in? The ban?
The ban
against plastic bags.
Oh, the ban.
As of November.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So it's been really rough. It's like we still want to have our day. But so what I've noticed recently is that the district's buying some plastic bags and they're being really smart about it. They take out like 10 and then Raul and Alfredo, they just stuff them there so they don't look so attractive, like you wanna steal it, right? And it's really working out good. So I didn't know if you knew your guys were doing that, but they are, and I love it.
That's Alfredo's idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's right. It's just when you put the new thing in there, they were all over the park.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to commend Alfredo and his team. Thank you for the plastic bags. I never thought I'd have to buy a plastic bag, that we would, but here we are.
Yep.
We get a ban and now we have to buy plastic. And my park's looking so good, and the parks are looking so good, and I really, Alfredo and his guys are just awesome, so thank you so much.
And I want to ditto that on Ambrose Park. I visited recently, and it was clean. It was so clean.
Oh,
it was
just
amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But when you look at the janitorial supplies, charges later, it's because he changes those garbage cans constantly in Ambrose Park.
Oh, yeah.
Then, of course, some people steal those big old plastic bags, too.
But his sense of pride is amazing.
Yeah.
And then I just want to finish by saying that every month, some months more, I take more time than other months. I call the general manager. I work with Mary Jane or Debbie, and it's always with a happy heart, and anytime I call right away, I'm served, and I really appreciate it. I continue to. It's amazing to me, and I really appreciate your time and talents and generosity. It makes it easy to be a director, simply.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to say kudos on the 70th anniversary. And I think the video, you need to show that off. And I don't know whether you want to do it here or...
So good.
Every meeting that you can, I think you need to show that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's done very well. But also the content of, the people that say, oh, nothing's going on, there's no activities. Well, it's there,
right?
You know, I mean, it may not be all that, you know, I mean, but it's, we're doing a lot. There's a lot being done. Mm-hmm. And a lot that has been done that people don't realize. And I think it needs to be on their face. And so I don't know whether you need to, I don't know, just show it up. I think.
Maybe put a link on our website.
Yes. I have, well, we could put it on YouTube probably or something, but it has to be shorter. It has to be less than 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that way you could post it on Facebook, you can post it on, you know, you can do it on Twitter.
Ooh.
If it's shorter than 5 minutes. So if there's a way that Randy could shorten it,
mm-hmm.
you could post it on Facebook and then we could just share it.
It's just so beautiful, I agree.
I'm done.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Anna.
I have a request for an item on the next agenda, and that is the CAPR-CBM. As you know, I'm serving as the immediate past president this year, but there is a Ambrose had a seat on the board of directors. It does not have a seat on the board of directors now, but there is a seat open, and so the board has asked that I ask our board to allow a volunteer board member to serve on the CAPR-CBM board of directors. So if we can have that on the next agenda.
Then we can talk about that and tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you have a convention or conference coming up in March, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Great. Yes, I was also very pleased with the 70th anniversary, and our Pittsburgh Moose Lodge enjoyed providing the cakes and the desserts, and hope you all enjoyed that. And let's see, one of the things that is coming up on Monday, or the 23rd of January, the quarterly meeting of the Contra Costa Special Districts Association. And because I got this later and couldn't put it on the agenda for tonight, I will go ahead, if it's okay with you, because I was serving along with Lee. He would go to the meetings, and the meetings that he couldn't go to, I would go to. Since he's no longer on the board, I will go to the January 23rd meeting, but if this could be put listed on the agenda for February, so that a person could, replacement could be, two people could be assigned, and to the next meeting. It's every 3 months, so. And they hold it at the Contra Costa Sanitary District in Martinez. You have a chance to meet all of the other district people, special districts. They always have a speaker, and Laugh goes there, and it's really nice, and find out what other special districts are doing. So, yeah, so that's all right. I'll go there on the 23rd, and then I'll report back in February.
Okay.
Right. I also have, last but not least, this is, I went, you probably remember, maybe you don't, I went to this nonprofit organization meeting in Brentwood last year, and have a packet on everything you want to know about nonprofits, how to do it, how introduction, it's, you got everything here. So I was wondering who I would like to present this to, and who's ever on the our foundation board member. Why are you pointing to him?
Yeah. Well, you should keep it, Judy. Aren't you on that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that too. Yeah, okay. All right.
She
well,
forgot already.
I think you should hand it to Judy Dawson.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I will do that. So much going on. So much going on here. Okay. And just so that if you don't, so that you have this California
Thank
nonprofit.
You.
You're welcome. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah.
And so I'll give one to the gentleman. The other two. I don't want to keep you in the dark.
Thank you.
Was this from Fiona Miles?
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was very well attended also. Lots of great information. Jim Frazier was there. You're very welcome. And as we get going on our foundation, we'll let you know what's going on, and we have some community people to nominate and assign.
Oh, good. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
I have a question for the general manager on the foundation. Is the legal counsel going to be the legal counsel for that foundation?
Well, the foundation. The board sits as the initial board of the foundation, and after the action tonight, the foundation is now an independent, completely independent of,
entity.
Of the board. That's
okay.
Correct. We have representation there, but it's a unit unto itself. So they would have to have
provide
the means to get their own legal counsel, and he could offer that. They would just it would be up to them to determine if they were going to utilize his service.
I move we close the meeting.
I second.
You adjourn.
Adjourn. Yeah.
Same.
It's been
same.
Moved and seconded. All right, all in favor say
aye.
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 Opposed.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Here, Paul, I have some ideas for you.
Oh, boy.
Nice okay. Meeting.
So
I have a suggestion.
Say something.
Yes.
Yeah, take
this is only
for oh, thank you.
Last
it's all done.
Anywhere.
This is like we're doing the pilot. So if it works, we can see means of success, then we can do it for other unincorporated and throughout.
But
we're trying to target it. It has to be here at first because of the grant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, we need to throw work in our own, other
you
money.
You snakes
he keeps not
next door. That's a good one.
They
so I know
for
that
me.
The county is starting a next door.
Like
and so we're going
to
be able to use that.
Yeah,
no,
so
because a lot of people are
right. You're right. We've been trying to work with them for 2 years.
Right.
Theory of
right. And I just
and then when they did